really, it'll be a very imposing occasion, I think. Good opportunity. Good. We got all the major chiefs of police, many from small towns, and corrections people and judges. So it's off to a good start. The I've got one judgeship thing that I needed to discuss with you. It involves Harold Reese.
Yep.
That's the one that you got the letter from Nick about.
Yep.
Harold is a career government man. He's a little fella. Came down from New York. Had some left-wing associations up there during the 30s like everybody did. But he's been in the department for 25 years in May. He was first assistant in the Office of Legal Counsel under the Eisenhower administration. He won a Rockefeller Award, $10,000. He became Bob Kennedy's executive assistant in the spring of 64. Pretty closely associated with Bob. He worked with him on a daily basis. This is Jim Simington was a special executive assistant, John Siegenthaler, John Nolan, and then Harold was the last one. Always assumed Bob at the time figured he's leaving and just thought he'd take a career man and use him, but he was identified with the Kennedy administration. He's Jewish and fairly liberal and
what district? Seriously consider it for a while. And I think if Nick raised the question, just say, I got so goddamn many obligations, and I've appointed so many Kennedy people and things, I got to get around before my term ends to appointing a Johnson man now and then.
That's all I need to know. I just wanted to be sure.
Yeah,
he's going to leave the department. I think we can make it fairly easy for him, and but I want to, I really need to move him out anyway. I got to get some of our people in here to give me a hand, and he'll be leaving.
I'd get rid of everyone I could over there and bring in some new, fresh people from Atlanta and from some of these places around the country that are Johnson people. I wish you'd see this poll that I took this morning. They said there's not a goddamn cabinet officer that'll open his mouth for his president that appointed him except Rusk and McNamara, and they're terribly exposed. Now that's what they say. That's what the people say. And they say Johnson hogs all the show, that he has to make all the announcements, that he has to brag all the time, that there's not a goddamn man that he's appointed that'll get out and say anything, because Jack Valenti said he is a good president. And he slept better tonight, so the Kennedys just mobbed him and murdered him and smeared him, and everybody else is too cowardly to say a goddamn word. Now that's what a poll that we had made nationwide, I don't want to circularize it, say so, but that's what it says. And it says that Rusk and McNamara are talking too much, and I'm too overexposed, and the other cabinet's too underexposed, and that 70% of the people think the Great Society is Kennedy's.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
10%, well, 10% think it's Roosevelt, 20% Johnson, 70 Kennedy's.
No, I can't believe that.
Well, they do, and they take it up one by one. They say, why do you think, who authored poverty? Said President Kennedy. Kennedy met the first years there and started the poverty program. That's what they think.
Well, I think Bob Kennedy is reeling right now. I'm not sure that he's not true as a national figure. I'm really not.
I hope he is, and I believe he is, but he sure got these papers working. I heard old Sandy Van Oker just denounce the vice president for explaining our position in Vietnam and just gave him unshirted hell for about 10 minutes here on NBC. I just listened to it. just like he'd been hired to reply to me, Bobby's boy, you know. But he's just almost insulting. But that's what the poll shows. I'll go over the poll with you. It shows that I would lead Kennedy and shows I lead Romney. But it also shows that the people are really upset with the domestic program. Incidentally, I think crime is number three. Price is number one, Vietnam number two, and crime's number three.
Well, I think we're just way out in front on crime, Mr. President. I really...
Well, are you going to get it passed, or are they going to tie you up? I see where this damn pa from Virginia says he's not going to let you do this or that.
Oh, pa from Virginia. We'll make that all right.
Do you know anything about CIA?
Not much. I've talked with him since our conversation a time or two. I picked up our sources and got that lined up. I'm now waiting for...
I'm figuring on taking Gardner off this committee and putting you on it. I'm going to have Rusk and Attorney General and Shultz. I'm going to have Hayden and Fulbright and Young, Milton Young and Russell, Mahon and Rivers, and Bo and Morgan. And I'm going to have, as professors, Herman Wells of Indiana, Jim Perkins of Cornell, Crocklin of the San Marcos Teachers College, Paul Porter of Ronald Forderson Porter, and Tom Gates, the former Secretary of Defense. That gives them 8-7. The Congress 8, the executive and the private 7. And then we're going to try to find out how to do these things openly that need to be done.
I'm sure for it. It's a winner, and it's the only thing to do that's consistent with what we believe.
And I'm leaving Nick off. And
I'd be first class, too.
But I want you to represent me on that goddamn thing and get on there and never miss a meeting, and then have assistant with you where you're really on top of it. Now have Rusk as chairman of it, and then we'll try to get these votes. You see, we've got the appropriation people. We've got Hayden and Russell and Mahon and Rivers and Young and those, and if we get them to go along, if we get a unanimous thing, well, then we've got the votes to begin with.
Well,
maybe I ought to put Tom Watson instead of Paul Porter. Foot Juan Tripp or David Rockefeller or Bob Anderson. Don Cook or Stuart Saunders, you screwed him good, I see.
Well, we really found that enough, didn't we?
Yeah, sure did. Damn good thing you had your daddy voting with you on that one. You'd have been screwed.
Talk about conflicts. That's about if people knew that'd be terrible. That's just terrible.
Old Abe let him have it. He let him have it, didn't he?
He couldn't do much with the banks, so I'm afraid the Houston banks have had it. We got another tough one, Mr. President. I've done my best to keep out of it, but these milk farmers are just flagrantly violating the federal law, and you know, if we're going to talk about crime, we're just going to have to stand up to it. And I've talked with poor old Orville Freeman. He doesn't think it's too bad, but he recognizes our problem.
Well, let's call the milk senators down and talk to them. Say, now here's the law, and Congress is writing me on Powell. Get old Nelson, get Proxmire.
Well, I can sure talk to them. I had to designate 9 counties here the other day, and we got, I'll tell you, Georgia and Governor Maddox just did beautifully, and Mississippi and Governor Johnson did beautifully, but I wasn't able to get hold of McKeithen. I had to go because we'd already gotten moving with these other 2 states. Louisiana just raising hell about it. But primarily, Russell Long.
He's running for office. What are you on counties on what?
On federal examiners. I slipped them in over Good Friday, and we made it in the other 3. I just got through talking to John Stennis. He didn't even mention it. He didn't even say boo.
Examiners on what?
Federal election examiners. I'm sorry. Vote Rights. Vote Rights Act. We just put in 3 in Mississippi. 3.
Well, what are they voting on?
Well, what we're trying to do is get them in there before the election so it won't be a political issue. If I don't get them in early, it'd be a political issue. Now, we catch hell for doing it now, but it's a lot better to do it now than to do it later on.
To register the votes for next year?
Yes, sir. Also, we got, you know, there's a gubernatorial election in Mississippi this year. Mm. Local elections down there.
And what is Russell? He doesn't want registrars in Louisiana?
Oh, he just, there's a mean crowd up there at Shreveport. We took Caddo and Bossier parishes both because they were just really hidebound segregation. I think if we got McKeithen, we could handle it just like the other, but we got the Attorney General got into it.
Why couldn't you get McKeithen?
I finally got McKeithen, but it was Monday, and he was very cooperative, and we sent some guys down there immediately, and I'll be meeting them. It hurts some. I guess it has to.
Well, I'd get the milk senator and get Orville over there and try to tell him, here's what you demand on. I'd look up their record, look up what Nelson and Proxmire said on civil rights and law of the land. And I'd get probably Javits, he's got some.
We'll have to file in Des Moines. That's a pretty rough state as far as the center's concerned. It's a little hard to talk to them about a case because they want to string you out and they want to inject policy into the law and all, but I'll try and keep them happy.
Well, I think if you tell them that you got to have the law of the land, they're riding you on PAL, telling you to follow the law and do something. Just say, this is the law now, and they're going to be jumping on you, and I won't tell you ahead of time. But here's what we got to do. I think Hickenlooper would be helpful, wouldn't it?
I just don't know. I've never had that much communication.
He's a pretty reasonable man. He runs re-election.
He'd be a fair-minded man.
Yeah. Why don't you ask Hughes what he can do to stop it? He's a big demagogue. Say they're violating the law out there, and what do you recommend? Call him Harold Hughes. He's out there. He didn't show up to a meeting, but I'd ask him, so he won't announce you.
Okay, so
all right.
Thank you.
Waiting.